In this first series of The Recruiter Room, we're going to be exploring the extraordinary world of entrepreneurship. I'm going to be joined by recruitment business leaders, founders, directors, and industry champions diving deep into their intriguing worlds, learning to understand what business ownership really means to them. We'll hear about how they've overcome career challenges and setbacks and celebrate what they've achieved. Personally, I'm fascinated by the many different faces, incredible personalities, and often controversial opinions our industry has to offer. And I'm delighted to present this series of discussions, which I hope will enlighten some established business owners and at the same time provide a useful insight for many aspiring entrepreneurs. This afternoon, I was joined in the recruiter room by Tony Virgo Harris. Tony Virgo Harris is the owner and director of TVH Marketing Solutions. TVH Marketing Solutions are a specialist marketing recruitment firm dedicated to fantastic service coupled with expert knowledge of the marketing and sales sectors. I hope you enjoyed the chat. We had a really good chat. Tony's been going for about 3 years now, and he told us about the ups and downs, the challenges, riding the rough with the smooth of owning your own business, and what he's really learned over the last 3 years. So I hope you enjoy it, see you guys on the other side.
Hello.
Tony, hi.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Got here finally.
Oh, yeah. No, good stuff. Good stuff. Welcome to the recruiter room.
Thank you.
How was your weekend, sir?
My weekend was fantastic. I've managed to spend a lot of time with the children, just taking it easy, recharging the batteries, getting myself ready for this week.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, pretty much the same, actually. Pretty much the same. So, spent a lot of time out of the house, outdoors, despite the miserable weather. But with the family and kids and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty good. So, Tony, or TV, as some people call you,
yeah.
You are the director and owner of TVH Marketing recruitment business. Where are you based, Tony?
Well, I'm based in Goring, which is a lovely little village in between sort of Reading and Oxford. So probably about 30 yeah. minutes either way. Lovely spot. Been here about 20 years now and totally enjoy the lifestyle.
So tell us a bit about TVH Marketing and how it all came about.
Well, TVH Marketing was born out of the fact that I'd been in recruitment for nigh on sort of 20 years. Always worked for some large concerns, the likes of Select, Reed, Hayes. You know, my last job in a corporate was Hayes, which I did 10 years. I came to the stark realization that, you know, I wanted more. And lots of those companies were changing their business model. They wanted to take people on, train them. But it was very difficult when you're training someone, but they're only with you for a short term, period of time, and then they move on. So for me, I wanted to sort of move into my own direction, be in control of my own destiny, and decided to sort of, you know, set up TVH Marketing Solutions.
And is that why you wanted to do it? You wanted to be, you know, in control of your own destiny? You wanted to kind of, was that the main driver for you? Or was there other reasons as well?
I really wanted to control things, but for me, the most important thing was the work-life balance. I found that when I was working within the recruitment industry per se and working for the corporates, you know, I was leaving the house before the family got up. I was coming back home and the family were, you know, towards the end of the day. So as much as I enjoyed the job, for me, the work-life balance wasn't quite right. So I had the trappings of success, but not the ability to enjoy it with the people that are most important to me. So family, you know, play a big part in my life. So I wanted to spend some more time with the family as well.
And would you say that's been the main difference, positive impact that it's had on your life outside of work, in inverted commas, is being able to spend more time with the family, having more flexibility?
Well, flexibility for me is key. I mean, now this enables me to do is to wake up every morning, see my children, be responsible for ensuring that they get off to school, taking my daughter to school. You know, within a few months, she's going to be going to secondary school. But being able to have that flexibility of being home when they come home from school, find out what's happening with their day, what's happened in their day, but still have that opportunity to put in a good full day's work, but still be able to enjoy my family life as well.
Good stuff. Are you in your third year now?
Yep. TVH? This is your third year, yep. TVH going, yep.
So you know, it must have been all very new. It was, of course, all new to you to start with. But now you're becoming more of an experienced business owner and, you know, entrepreneur. What are the key characteristics that you think makes an entrepreneur successful?
I think what you've got to do is that you've just got to have that flexibility, that understanding that no business or no business working day is ever going to be the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to have, first and foremost, that desire, that passion and focus to really try and push ahead. Because it is very easy to you know, get yourself caught up in, right, well, this isn't quite working or this needs to change. But the good thing about being an entrepreneur and that having your own business, that nothing has to be set in stone. You have that flexibility because it is your own business.
Yeah. What impact do you think has it had on over the last kind of 3 years, you being that focused and that driven and that passionate? Have you seen many changes over the last 3 years? Has the business developed as how you wanted it to develop?
It's been a hard slog, but it's been a great slog. And again, it's down to me. You know, nothing in this world comes easy, but I think I thrive on that because even when I was working in the corporate world, nothing came easy. But I think what you find with being an entrepreneur and owning your own business is you get the rough with the smooth, and the days where it's going to be very tough, but the days that it's very good are amazing. And I think that's what sort of keeps you going and keeps pushing you through, because you know that whatever happens or whatever you've done, it is down to the hard work that you've put in or not. But, you know, more often than not, you know, you're pleased that you've done a good job, and you appreciate that your clients appreciate that you've done a good job. And, you know, it's about building that client base and building that trust.
Those rough days, you said, you know, the rough with the smooth, those rough days, those real tough days, there's got to be downsides to owning your own business, right?
Yes.
We all know probably what a few of them, but in your experience, what would you say are the downsides?
I think sometimes it's easy to take it for granted, because when you are working, whether you bill, whether you don't, you've always got a solid base income. So I think what this teaches you about business is you need to be able to forecast, you need to be able to understand your finances, you need to sort of put a contingency in, but also you have to continue working, because in recruitment you have what we call is the boom and and it's understanding how to work and how to continue your business in those periods of time. So it's about making sure that you control your cash flow, you know what your expenditures are, and you know what your incomings are to understand, so you can make yourself a viable business.
Yeah, for sure. Talking about your sector, what specifically marketing, and you do a bit of sales recruitment as well, I think, don't you? Sales and marketing, yeah. What changes have you seen in your specific sector over the last few years, or certainly since you kind of started your own business? Have you seen any major changes within your sector, or any kind of growing trends that have perhaps had an impact on the way you work? I don't know.
Everything has now become very digitally focused, and the sort of niche areas have become very blurred.
Right.
So, you know, when I first started, it was marketing was either online or offline. What you're finding now that everything is predominantly online, so everything's very digitally focused. You're seeing the marketplace change, where as before, I'm seeing a lot more now where clients are looking for, you know, web designers more often than not. They're looking for people who have specific SEO or PPC pay-per-click or search engine optimization skill sets. So these roles have become to the fore now, whereas before, I think, when you were looking at traditional marketing, in the early days, it was very much, well, I'm looking for a copywriter, or I'm looking for someone who can help me, come up with content. Now it's very much crossing the sort of boundaries of information technology. There's a lot of analytics type roles as well now. So
it's definitely
moved forward. And I think on that basis, people are becoming a lot more specialized.
Yes. I think I read a testimonial on your website, I think it is, about one of your clients. When they first started to recruit a role, they were looking for essentially two different skill sets, but they ended up splitting that role into two. One was, I think, a developer or a coder, and the other one was something creative, I think. I'm not entirely sure what the other one was. So do you see that happening quite a bit?
Yeah, definitely the case. I mean, there was a role that I worked on recently where it was very much like that. They were looking for someone very, very technical.
Yes.
I managed to find that particular individual. But as it then happened, off the offset of that, they then realized, having found that technical person, they needed that somebody, that other person with that creative edge, somebody that wasn't so much technical, but understood the fundamentals of being a creative, who was able to sort of speak the language of someone with a creative mindset, but then sort of deliver that message to the more technical person, who then went along and did the coding and so on. So it went from one role to two roles, and that's where you're finding it now. Things are becoming more niched, and that's creating more opportunity for people like me.
And that's good. How do you find that? You must be a busy man. Despite having more time and more flexibility and more time with your family, like you said, but things must get hectic. How do you find a balance?
I think it's about, again, this making sure that you are very, very organized. I think, what you have to do is that you may have what I call a shorter working day. But what you're doing is that your time diary has got to be really pivotal in sort of developing a business. So it's making sure that you stick to task.
Yes.
It's making sure you understand what those tasks are. But it's then making sure that by the end of the day that you've done everything that you set out to do.
Yeah.
Because if you let something roll over to the next day, it's only going to create a list that you're never going to get to the bottom of.
Sure. That's interesting. 3 years in, what have you learned? What's the biggest lessons learned?
I think when I first set my business up, I thought that it was going to be very easy. I think that my perception was, yes, I'm a very good recruiter. I've got a wealth of experience spanning, two decades. But I think you get caught in a little sort of, you get caught in the headlights. And I say that because you've always got that sort of comfort zone of working for a company that's very well branded, and you've got loads of people that have got office, back office support. So lots of things get done that you take for granted. What I've learned in running my own business, that there are so many different aspects. There's the financial aspect of things, there's the marketing of your own business, there's planning, there's coming up with a strategy, and it's not, and then there's just doing the job. So I think what I've learned is to become more rounded, to understand that there are lots more to running a business than just doing the job. And that's the fundamental thing that you learn, is that you need to have many different hats, but within that, you still have to be able to do the job that you know and love.
Plans for 2019?
2019 is shaping up very well. I'm looking to expand. I've got a new member of staff joining me within the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with an equal amount of experience to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking to do is that we're going to try and diversify our offering. So even though we specialize in sales and marketing, we've got a good diversity of sort of backgrounds. My sort of background sort of originated in financial services, then information technology, construction and property, and lastly, marketing. My new colleague is going to have a diverse range of niche skills as well. So office support, insurance recruiting, coupled with what I have already, I think that we will be able to sort of give our clients a wider range of service, and in doing so, become more successful.
Where can people find you, TVH?
Well, they can find me at www.tvhmarketing.co.uk. They can call me directly on 0203-002-8499 or directly on the mobile, which is 07-818-408-106.
That's brilliant. Thanks ever so much, TVH. Have a great week. And yeah, all the best for the plans for 2019.
Speak to you soon. Much. Great, Claire.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Many thanks to TVH for joining me in the recruiter room this afternoon. I really enjoyed that chat, and it was really good to catch up. Hope you enjoyed it too.